Hi, this is the Hate Club, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we are going to be talking with Alex Poe of the Hate Club, so stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back, and we have a great artist interview for you today. We're going to be jamming out with the Hate Club, Alex Poe's project, and since we're going to get into all that here in a minute, for real quick, that's a little podcast business. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often for a lot of cool podcasts, a lot of artist interviews, a lot of different things that we do there. The podcasts you like, I really encourage you to hit that share button, share them around on your social media channels. This is how music is promoted in 2018. Fans like you rocking out to the Hate Club or whatever band we have on, saying, I love these guys, and hitting that share button and letting your friends know about it. This is how you can keep great music alive in this day and age. So just please remember to share that. We've got a little merchandise there at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com too. And if you really want to support the podcast with your dollars and cents, it is greatly appreciated. So check that out there as well. If you would like some behind-the-scenes stuff, exclusive music, exclusive video, and some exclusive conversation, we have a private group. It's our Inner Circle, and you can find that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And that will get you into some very cool stuff. Like I said, some exclusive music, exclusive video, cool stuff there too. So you can check that out at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. All right, we have Alex Poe on with us today. And the Hate Club is a place for outcasts to call home, for people to... for people to punch in the face the messed up world we live in. This is how the Hate Club's leader and soul member, Alex Poe, describes the mission for his music and his band overall. Poe has set out to achieve this goal through an amalgamation of the driving bass heavy practices of EDM and the spite and swagger of punk rock, clearly heard through his vocal quality and lyricism. Alex Poe, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great, man. I'm glad to have you on. So, first of all, where are you calling in from today?
I'm calling in from my home base right now, which is LA.
Okay.
But I'm not originally from around here. I'm originally from Ukraine.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about, like, your journey? Because you had you started out, you know, in halfway around the world, and you ended up coming to LA. So why don't you give us, like, that sort of, like, the Reader's Digest version of, you know, how you got, you know, moved? What happened to you?
Oh, you know, that was I will never forget the moment and how it was all, like, happening, because at the time I was going to college and my parents wanted to pursue me, like, I don't know, some legitimate education, you know, legitimate career, but then it never really worked out. So at some point I had to, like, run away from home, you know, and there was a lot of, like, mess going on, and then I was able to pursue my musical career, and which was jazz at the time and classical.
Okay.
And that was kind of my background, you know, but then I started playing in bands and doing all that stuff. And before moving here, I clearly remember that I wanted always to move, like, to the West, like, since I was a kid, just because I was so captivated by the Western culture, especially, like, music, you know, that was always a huge thing for me. And so one day it kind of, like, happened, you know, I had tickets. I was like, oh, I'm kind of, like, moving, you know. And then I had a choice. I clearly remember that moment when I was looking at the map, and it was either East Coast, where I would pursue, like, classical music and jazz, or I go to the West Coast and I do kind of whatever. And so I end up being here, and, you know, just then I found myself in LA. Like, within a week, I was already, like, playing in a couple of bands here and, like, rotating at least, like, four different bands, you know. And then I still, like, play jazz here for a little bit, but then, again, I always wanted to do something that speaks for my generation,
yeah,
you know, that has this, like, forward momentum and that explores new possibilities, like, in music. And, you know, so that's how I end up here.
When you said that you were pursuing jazz and classical, what is your principal instrument then for that?
Guitar.
Oh, guitar. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Cool. So how did you, so what was the attraction, for you to the more electronic based music? What kind of like drove you to kind of like really want to explore that sound or express yourself with that medium? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, I also like remember that moment quite well. So, just about that time, dubstep started blowing up in the UK, and then it came here. So, like, with artists like Flex Pavilion, like Dr. P, and then like Skrillex started blowing up here, and everyone else, and then EDM kind of became the thing,
Okay.
and so. And naturally, at that time, I was just listening to everything that I could find on YouTube, and then started like producing music. Before I would produce music just to make some maybe some backing tracks for my like for whatever my jazz necessities were,
Okay. Right.
but then I started making it like slowly, and then I got here and was playing this band, and I started programming for them, and maybe creating some arrangements and all that. And so over time, it just like spiraled out of control that I went like that I actually like I was like DJing for a while, like for 3 4 years. I was DJing here like in LA under different monikers and jumping from one genre to another, and that was my main problem, just chasing whatever was like hot out there, kind of, which is like deep house. Okay, I'm gonna do deep house, like future
Okay.
bass, I'm gonna do that,
Yeah.
but at the same time, it really helped me develop the skill set that I've never had, and that's like the engineering music, producing it for I was, I think, a pretty decent player, and a composer, but I never had the experience of like or knowing what actually is the process of making a record, like how do you do it and how do you produce it, like and all that stuff.
So tell me, take me to the beginning and how the hate proj the hate project, the hate club, the hate club, the hate your hate project. Tell me, tell us about the beginning of the hate club and how that came about.
Yeah, well, that was like a pretty like dark times in my life, I think. That was around 2 years ago, and I got massively dumped, and that was
So there was a relationship involved. Okay.
yeah, I took it like way not as chill as I should have,
Uh-oh.
probably. And
Do you have okay, you can tell us. Do you have a restraining order or something against you?
no, thank God. But yeah, like sometimes I think like I can get like really passionate and like emotional about certain things,
Right.
but then whereas before that was something that yeah I didn't know like how to not necessarily use but like how to control, but right now it kind of helps me a lot in writing and in creating, and it's a part of everything that I do. But yeah, so I got massively dumped, and it was like super heavy withdrawals from that, I guess. Like for like almost like 2 years, man. It's ridiculous. And like over that time, I started a new project because my previous band broke up. That also had a huge impact of how the Hate Club sounds now and how the Hate Club performs right now, right?
Right.
So all those like things started coming together, and the actual name. So I think the premise for the band was just this completely like emotional like disdain and despair and like not knowing what to do and like not having anyone, and I needed really, I couldn't, but I knew that I couldn't like really fall into it and just walk around depressed and be like, oh, like love sucks, So I kind of like for me it was more of a just like, okay, like that happened. Well, I don't know if I can swear, but like screw everything. And then so the music that was coming out at that moment, and like it was really, I don't know, I don't want to call it aggressive, but at the same time it was quite, the sound was very like rough and like
Right.
edgy in a way that's like I will always imagine like that it's like if you put together two broken wires when they're coming together, you get that electricity. So that's kind of
Yeah.
like what I was feeling. I was like super angsty, and I needed to, but it helped me so much in writing, like I just remember like those nights when was writing based on the feeling, that I was so pissed that I got dumped, and like and I didn't want to accept it, and then like just it gave me like so much energy and like
Yeah.
frustration, but it wasn't like you know, sad and moody when you like to know what to do and just like lay down in your bed. No, it was quite opposite. It was like more like, well, that happened, you know, but then like I can't allow myself to feel down because of that, you know. So, and I'm just went like kind of like a
yeah.
Frown.
So in other words, the hate club was kind of like your therapy. Going through
yeah,
this.
Exactly. You know, like I always was thinking that, you know, like if you think about like the bird phoenix, right? So before you can be reborn, you kind of need to, you need to be burned down to the ashes. So that would happen. You know, I was like everything just ended like so abruptly and so not in a pleasant way at all. You know, and but that was like my therapy. You're totally right. I couldn't like even find a better description for that.
Well, let's go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and take a we're going to stop right there for a minute, and we're going to listen to Little by Little, which is on the latest Hate Club album called EP called Misfits, which is, guys, is really, really good. I'm a rock guy. Everybody out there in the world knows I'm a hardcore rock guy. This really kicks ass. I've listened to this album about three times today. It's really good. I was actually playing guitar along, jamming along with it. So if you're going like, oh, EDM, I don't know, this is very edgy and raw. Just the way you described it, Alex, that vibe definitely comes through in the music. So guys, crank this up. This is Little by Little from the Hate Club on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Oh, you pluck my strings, little by little, you got out my wings, blow a kiss, say goodbye, little by little, but you start to cry. Let me be in the cruise, little by little, you learn I'm bad news, you think you're cool, know your place, little by little, you are. Travel far to a distant land. Time flows and they love me. And so bizarre, but they are going to plan. What you gonna do?
All right, man. That is very cool. What's interesting about this music is when you sit down and you break it down and you start playing, there are a lot of sort of like traditional kind of chord progressions and stuff. I think it's the sounds and the sort of attitude that really make this music really pop out, like really sound fresh and exciting. You know what I mean? Even though we're still all using the same kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you know how the blues was when rock started, you know what I mean? It was always that,
yeah.
But you know, there's these certain chord progressions and stuff that kind of in pop and rock that kind of like, you know, keep recycling. And it's so interesting to hear you guys, you know, the newer artists doing that. But you would think, oh, this is something completely different. But then when you sit down and analyze it, we're still all working with the same palette. So what makes your music sound so, because it isn't really like the traditional kind of EDM type sound. It definitely has, somehow you are doing EDM and you're making it sound like rock in some kind of crazy way. So what is the story? Is it the angst? Is that still going on? Are you still pissed off? Like, what makes it really happen, man? Because it sounds cool.
I want to like give a little bit more of a background to all this.
Go ahead. Give me some more background. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like you said, like you're a rock guy. Like I'm also a rock guy. I was like a huge fan of like Led Zeppelin for a long time. And like the Doors and like Queen and all that stuff, you know. And then I was a huge fan of UK like Indian alternative wave, like Muse, Arctic Monkeys,
yeah.
Like Kooks, like Oasis. So that's, but for the most part, I'm like definitely like a Led Zeppelin fan. That's like my number one like band, and I like had a huge phase with them, you know. So I chord progression. A lot of this stuff is like super simple. You can, I mean. The music, the way it is, the harmony, the way it is, it's been the same for the last like 500 years.
Yeah.
And it's not going to go anywhere. You know, mm-hmm. We're still, you know, unless you're playing some avant-garde stuff.
Right.
And I don't know. And to answer your question about like, you know, the mix of EDM. So remember when I said that when I was DJing, I was always jump on different genres, right?
Yeah.
And I was producing, so like whatever popped out, like when it became popular, I was like, okay, I gotta do that. But then it made me always feel frustrated because you kind of always stay behind someone who created a certain wave and you can never surpass that, you know. But whenever, and it was like also like a struggle, like with my confidence, you know, as in, okay, like I wanna, whatever, because when I tried making music, and this one came out, you know, essentially the Hate Club came out, you know, but it wasn't like I had so much problems with trying to get that on like blogs or like trying to get that anywhere because people are like, well, it's not this and that. And look, we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still dealing with that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, I can only make whatever truly like comes out of me because like whenever I make something that other people make or try to extrapolate on that, it doesn't feel right. You
right.
know? So in the end it became a kind of an amalgamation of all those genres that I tried playing, you know, and all the like different techniques that I tried and all the music that I like, it all kind of like came together
yeah.
in this like mosh that the Hate Club is essentially, you know, and
yeah.
And yeah, I think of it as a band, but in a strictly digital format. So that's my thing. I want to take rock music, you know, and mix it with electronic music and make it, because I think both of the worlds have things that the other world lacks. For example, in electronic music, artists, you know, they like, let's be honest, like DJs don't perform shit. Like I did that. Like it's bullshit. You know, you play I don't care what people are gonna think about it. You know, like, oh, you're wrong, man. But no, it's straight up bullshit. People press button and nothing happens. You know, that's what it is. You know, but what I like about it, not about the pressing button process, obviously, but what I like about the entire scene is the new sounding capabilities,
yeah.
new sound that you can create because with the development of synthesis and just being able to use a laptop, you just can create any sound. While like if you go to the band world, like we've been using the same instruments for a long while, you know, and like guitar synthesizers, whatever synthesizers are still like long way when the pickups are going to be able to pick up, you know, and like the sound, you know,
right.
and like there's a lot of latency and all the problems. So, but the bands have this awesome energy, you know, on the stage. You know, when they perform, you don't stay behind like a table, you know, and like
yeah,
that's because I hate it. Like, you know, when I had to like press a button and then just like jump. I was like, when I have jumping, I feel like really ridiculous, you know, like, it's, but then like when you play an instrument, that's where you can get down to it, you know, or where you're singing. So, and that's my whole idea. Like I was the Hate Club as besides, I think the topic that it explores as, you know, lyrically or like socially, I also want to create this movement, you know, that for bands to embrace electronic music and for electronic artists to embrace the performance element, you know?
Yeah.
And this is why I'm like, I don't know if you've seen, like I have this custom made Ableton Push. So it's like, since I was a guitarist, so it's like goes around my waist and I play it in like a guitar and I can go through multiple sounds, you know, I can go through, different sounds and I can like play either trigger clips on it or I can play like scales and, you know, chords like you would in the guitar, you know, so that's really exciting. And you have all the pitch bends and stuff. So that's kind of what I wanted to, you know, and that's where like rock comes in for me really, because being able to be on the stage and just like run around and like, and also play and actually do something, you know, and then this new world of like electronic sounds that have just endless potential.
Absolutely. So what happens? So are you gigging with this? Is the Hate Club a live thing that's happening? Are you playing out?
Yeah. I did a couple of like smaller tours. Everything's like super DIY for me right now.
Right.
I'm trying to play as much as possible. I think I haven't played like recently as much as I was playing like last year, just because I was releasing the EP and then like now I'm already writing my third EP. And I'm kind of gearing up for next year, you know. But yeah, I did a couple of tours like on the East Coast, like Midwest, played like South by, obviously on the West Coast a lot. And I think live performance with the Hate Club is really the main thing for people to appreciate, kind of, or like fall in love with the Hate Club. That's what, at least what I've got the most like positive response about what I do, you know, like through live shows.
You just released Misfits. Now when did that come out? What, just a couple months ago?
June 15th, actually.
Okay. So a couple months ago. So what is the next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys? For you?
So I'm writing. I think for the end of this year, I'm just gonna keep pushing Misfit EP until I get tired of it. And like, keep in mind that it was already the first EP, Space War and Misfit, were written about the same time. But there's like clear, I think, differentiation in sound, like you can, like Misfit just became a little more darker, you know, but it was written like a year and a half ago, and then I toured with it, and then I released it, just because I needed to get rid of it, you know, and like it. But the next half year, I think I'm gonna be just pushing the music videos that I'm filming. So I did one for 1 mile away from Misfit EP, and I'm gonna do a couple more, and then I'm already. I almost done with my third EP. I just want to keep releasing music, man. Like, it's what really bugs me is the amount of time needed to promote all that stuff, and that you can't really just like drop one thing after another because, you know, people won't find about it, you know. So you gotta kind of gotta tell a story about each catalog, you know. So I have this next EP that's I think is gonna be like even better, and I was frustrated about it for a second because I was writing it and it was like, okay, for a moment I felt like I didn't know what to write about, because before it was so easy, you know. I was like, all I had to do is just like think about how pissed off I am, you know. And then with this one, it's like, okay, like what, like I realized I need to be stressed out like to write about something, you know. But then I found another reason to be stressed out.
Just turn the news on, you have no problem finding reasons to be stressed out. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on the internet and follow what you have coming up and what's going on?
Well, just Google the Hate Club. I think that's where you can find me. I have like different handles, because like on Instagram it's like I Am Hate Club, on Facebook it's The Hate Club, which is the band's name is The Hate Club, right? And well, I call it the band, but I'm the only member in that band, so. It's kind of weird, but
keeps things very simple. You don't have to worry about who shows up for rehearsals or sessions. You know, you're going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes one way split personality. Like, where is he? But yeah, just Google or like YouTube the Hate Club, and I should come up. Or and on Instagram, I think that's my main channel. It's I Am Hate Club, just because somebody took the Hate Club, and I'm like really trying to get them banned for that.
Yeah, so there's no reason to get pissed off. There you are. So you can use that as the inspiration for your next album. You know, you can trash on Instagram. Cool, Matt. Well, hey, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Alex, it was really fun interview, man. I really appreciate you coming on today. Stick around for a second. I need to do a little business with you when we're done. Okay, you got a minute?
For sure, man. Awesome. No, it was awesome. I was like, thanks for having me. I really had a great time right now.
Yeah, cool, man. All right, everybody, The Hate Club. And you can just, yeah, there you are. You can find them on Instagram at I Am Hate Club, or you can just Google The Hate Club. And, you know, you're going to find that The Hate Club, you know, music, band, whatever, it's going to pop up. There's a cool name. The latest record is Misfits, which I absolutely love. I listened to it a few times today. So guys, check that all out. And there's some cool videos as well. So you make sure you want to, Alex is putting together some cool videos for us. So check often for that. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to check out all the podcasts and the merch and everything we have there. You know, when you share the podcasts around, it really helps the artists that we're talking about here. And when you hit that merchandise button there and you get yourself a T-shirt or something cool, that really helps us as well. So if you could do that, appreciate it. You want some behind-the-scenes stuff, you want some exclusive music, some exclusive video stuff you can't get anywhere else, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Help us keep great music alive by going to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Special thanks to Alex Poe of The Hate Club. Really enjoy the music. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.